I'm Zena.
And I'm Renee.
Welcome to When You Just Want a Glass of Wine, a podcast dedicated to making wine drinking more approachable and inclusive. Join us as we decode the language and unlock the customs of wine drinking. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ready to go?
This is going to be one of these where I'm a little nervous because I'm in a hot seat too.
We're all nervous. I'm nervous. I'm good to go though.
You're good to go? All right. Welcome to this edition of What's in Renee's Glass. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. A little tiny sip, tiny. Yummy is the word. We are here with our friend,
Snap
Michelle Lynn Warner of Decanter up on Barracks Row in Washington, D.C. She's been a friend of mine. We're in Women in Wine together. And we asked her to come here and blind Renee, who is studying now for her WSET level 3. I managed to get my WSET level 1, and it was a super fun experience. I guess this is actually our first podcast since I got my level 1.
I know. Congratulations.
That was really nice. We went out. We drank. We had a great time. It was a wonderful experience. I will probably go to 2, seeing you at 3. I'm not sure how far I'm going to go up that level. But we are going to have Michelle kind of lead this. And I'm going to be a little blind, but I might be a little quieter than normal because, you know, I get a little shy when it's about
when you're on the hot seat.
When I'm on the hot seat. So, bang, all on you. You guys start.
Okay. All right. Well, I chose a highly testable wine. I am not trying to blindside anybody by any sort of, you know,
Dangerous
variety or wine region. This is classic.
Okay.
Let's go for it. All right.
Okay. So I usually do this as the WSET.
I'm going to start. It's a red wine.
Let's go through the process of assessing the wine.
So first, that is a deep intensity.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
can't see
rude, almost to purple.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pick one at WSET. So I'll say purple. I think I'd be okay with that either way.
Mm-hmm.
On the nose,
you can't see anything through it.
Do we see anything in term indication of age?
No, I don't see anything going to brown.
Mm-hmm.
On the edges or anything. Like we had one last night that was very distinct. We had 2 Bordeaux that we tasted last night in class, and one was this color, and the other was clearly you could see the edges on it. But mm-hmm. no, I don't see anything indicative of age.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty solidly purple.
It's a little bit lighter around the edge, but nothing that gives me any feeling.
So, you know, one of the things that I love to do, you know, there's the whole like see, swirl, smell, sip, savor.
Yeah.
The 5 S's. In between the smell, I like to add an additional swirl in the end. So I first smell it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like really stick my nose in
there. Right. Yep. Absolutely.
Short inhales to really get it, and then I swirl the glass to really get all those phenolics like going in there, and then I stick my nose back in there, do short sniffs again, and the bouquet is so much more.
Yeah, there's a lot going
present.
There is.
That's right.
Pretty intense nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm supposed to do...
Every time I do these and I'm on the hot seat, I think, why in God's name do we do this to Renee every Saturday?
To help her. Mm-hmm. To help her become...
I mean, it's a lot of fruit.
I got that fruit, too.
But there's also some earth on it, too, so it's not entirely primary.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what aromas you're thinking.
So this is where I'm less strong in my red.
I really get a little violet in there, you know?
Yeah, I haven't gotten the... Okay, here's what I forget is that I have to take my glasses off to actually
smell. Yes, you do
smell.
Have to take your glasses off to smell.
You can close your eyes and really focus.
I think it's interesting when, with Renee going through the WSET too, what I guess we, being me, didn't realize is when you're doing the level 3, you don't have to guess the region?
You don't have to guess the grape.
It's the description.
It's the description of it.
Which is very interesting. So, I mean, we've been taking her down, you know, even I don't know if you listened to the one with Andrew and the Chenin Blanc, the blend, and she was like, is this a Chenin Roussan, Marsan from South Africa within like 4 minutes? And Andrew was like,
Sémillon. I miss Viognier.
Yeah. And it was just amazing. Like, right. So we've been kind of taking it so many more levels down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm getting more dark fruits.
Dark fruits. Good. Are they fresh, dried? What are we?
I get more fresh to baked almost like maybe like a little bit of.
Yeah. I'm going straight in on the balsamic. Like, this is what I get all the time, though. I'm going straight in and I'm feeling balsamic.
Balsamic. So in Italy, which is where I recently was, they so the word balsamic to them is a menthol aroma or flavor.
Right. I'm going more in the balsamic vinegar style.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Which is like a sweet, sour kind of thing.
There's some herbaceous.
Savory. Yeah.
Yep. Dill. It's definitely herbaceous.
Dill. Might be dill.
Oh, dill's a good one. We really haven't had anything with that.
So did we decide on fruits? What type of, are we talking red, black?
I'm saying black fruits.
Black, dark purple.
Okay. Black or blueberry.
Okay.
Blackberry, blueberry.
Do they count purple at WSET or they consider that black?
You have to
Does purple count purple?
You have to identify
purple?
The fruit. No. Yeah. Okay. You have to identify
the fruit. But they'll say black over purple. Or they can say purple and plum, is my question.
Well, so plum, currant, and there was one other one. That you have to identify, and cherry. You have to say red cherry, red currant, black currant.
Right, I get that, but can you say, like to me, plum to me is purple, not black. But in this instance, it would be black.
It would be black.
Okay, that's my question. Yeah.
Not red.
Yeah, definitely not red.
But I do get some earthiness, or some, not earthiness, but herbaceousness.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say like a dill. I don't get the violet that you got. At least I haven't.
I got it on the nose in the very front.
Got a little almost leather then too also. Mm-hmm. So that's leading me more old world.
Yeah, the tannins are starting to wake up.
And why is that old world?
They'll be less fruit forward than a new world wine.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a lot of fruit
too,
on this.
So does it have?
Leather would be more the tertiary. So that's like a winemaking or an aging.
Mm-hmm.
Leather goes into aging. I don't have my chart in front of me.
Perfect. Yes.
But it goes into aging. So there's no visual cues to aging, but that would be potentially a visual cue to aging.
Mm-hmm. In what vessel?
Oak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sophia, oak.
You are getting there. Good, good.
I did feel in the very beginning when you asked us about age that you can see there's a little bit of lightening, but I mean, I'm not going to say this is really old. I would say it's something I wouldn't say it's like 2023.
That is high acid.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Mmm.
Ooh.
Right? Mouse is salivating still after the...
But it's also drying, so...
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's high acid.
I know that I want some meat with fat.
I would say at least medium plus tannin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, alcohol. Doesn't look...
It's really well integrated, I think.
It's very well integrated.
I'm getting a little green now. I'm getting a little green pepper come in right now.
Green, nice, yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I first tasted it, I was like, because it was so much. Because to be clear, we kind of jumped right in on this all excited. We didn't let it open or sit or anything like that. So it really is evolving. Mm-hmm. But I got the alcohol in that first sip. I was like, ooh, and now it seems to be integrating a little bit more into it. Mm-hmm. As you get those, the flavor profiles are changing.
Yeah.
Actually, I might go up to a high tannin for me because
now
it's
I get
super drying.
Now I get the green pepper.
I like it though.
Mm-hmm.
Little Pirazzini note there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love our Thursday 1 p.m. 2 p.m.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. We must be drinking.
Tuesday.
All right. So we've determined it's a red wine. Yeah. You said it has kind of a dark purple color. You said there's a bit of dark fruits in there, blackberry, maybe blueberry notes, high acidity.
Is this a single varietal or a blend?
This is a single variety.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So dark skin, I'm rethinking, and high tannin and high, I mean, Cab Sauv would be...
I wrote down what I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A classic thing with this...
Profile
as well.
Mm-hmm. What else?
But also, if you have the violet in there, that could be a Cab Franc, which is also high acid.
That's kind of what I put down. I put down a Cab Franc.
It's going to depend on
violet
the whole
right
world.
Away, but then the green pepper came out more. Mm-hmm. But it's 100%. I feel like a Cab Sauv would be a little too easy.
Let's go in the world. Where are we? Where are we climate wise? Are we warm or cool climate?
Cool.
Okay. So cool, where does that take us in the part of the world?
I was going
north or south of the equator.
Oh, I was going north of the equator.
Mm-hmm.
North. So I mean, this is, if it's going to be Right.
What country?
France is where I was heading.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say, and then if it is, so Cab Sauv would be left bank. This is a single varietal, and that's the, they don't do a lot of Cab Sauv, but they do single varietal Cab Francs in Loire.
I originally wrote Cab Franc from France is where I wrote. That was what I got put down. But I think it's
that's
probably
like where Clos Regard is, one of my favorite Cab Francs.
Think about Loire Valley being, you know, cool climate region, the Cab Francs there. Are they tannic like this?
Usually not this, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not
that's
this
a fair
big.
Point to it, yeah.
Okay.
Not this big. So you're going to need.
So where are we instead?
Oh. I mean, tannin, you're going to get.
So somebody gave me a really good, I was reading, listening to a podcast, and they gave a really good hint, and because I'm still not in that point, I have to use a book, but they were like, draw your own maps for your exams. Draw your maps, and the more maps that you draw, the more it'll get in your head. And I thought, that's a great, you know, we're used to flashcards, but drawing maps and creating it through, I thought was a really great way of doing it, because I need a book to remember
that. The hard part is, we just literally covered Bordeaux, and we covered France last night, apart from Alsace, and I'm like, it's like, blends. I'm like, where's the single varietal? I mean, this is also a Rhone wine, varietal.
It could be part of a blend, but this particular one
what is
not.
Yeah.
You know what I don't think it is? I don't think it's a Syrah, and I don't think it's a Sanso. That's where what I don't think it is. I don't think you get enough of that Amarena sherry from the Sanso, and I don't think you get enough of the like pepper and all from a Syrah.
I mean,
that's where I don't think it is.
Hold on.
You're very close. You've mentioned the country. You've mentioned the region.
We're flopping on the grape, though.
Tannat from...
It's testable. It's a testable grape. I don't think W-Set 3 is going to test you on Tannat.
No, we didn't like Tannat, but I love Tannat.
Tannat is great.
Yeah.
I was like, big, red, white.
Yeah,
so
that would be... Yeah.
What other smokier, what other varieties are out there? I mean, think the Perizzini note. Like, you know, that's a... Is that...
I don't get. I mean,
I thought it was a little too. I thought it was a little too. Yes, that's what I was going to say. I didn't get enough
spot on.
I think I don't normally get as much green pepper as I would get fruit, but as it's evolving, I'm getting more of like a dried cranberry in that, which makes me.
I love that dried cranberry. That's a good one. Yeah,
I feel like that's coming out.
There's definitely a dried fruit notes in here.
I was going to say like soaked raisins, but that didn't quite. But like that dried cranberry.
But like, I mean, a high aspect, Pinot Noir, but it's not, you're not going to get that oak.
And the tannin.
And the tannin on it. You're not going to get that tannin on it.
Just say that you've already said the grape.
Oh, okay.
Merlot. Is it the Merlot?
It's Merlot. Yeah.
I'm telling you, like, I said it last night. I'm like, I've got a blank on Merlot right now. And I'm like, this is the thing.
And there you go. And so where are we with Merlot?
We are right bank.
Bordeaux. Left bank is Cab.
Perfect.
We learned our little Bordeaux. Trick.
Any guesses on where in right bank?
So that much, okay, I'm trying to think of like Pomerol.
Or?
Saint-Emilion.
Beautiful.
Saint-Emilion. Oh my gosh, okay. Guess what we had for here?
Cheers.
Cheers. That's wonderful. Ooh, okay, I want to see what,
well done.
And tell us what
so this is actually one of the satellites of Saint-Emilion, Montagne de Saint-Emilion.
Because I just did a Saint-Emilion for September
and
Wine Club.
It is the Chateau Tourcoulon.
Oh, look at
Premier
this.
Premier de Tour.
2016. Okay, there is a little age on it.
A little bit of age, but not too much. So you
but
really
enough,
don't
though.
See the browning or the rust aspect.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, why the tannins don't express so boldly, because it's kind of mellowed out a little
bit. It's mellowed out a little bit. I'm like, okay.
But yes, this is one of Decanter's own.
Nice. Okay, so this is interesting. We just did the Adage Saint-Emilion for September Wine Club. It's a 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And for that one, I told people, were like, should we hold it or drink? And I said, for this particular wine, I think the 2020 is drinkable now. A Saint-Emilion, you can normally hold a little bit more. But between the fruit was there. It was that I started with the green, the Cab Franc of that violet, and then that kind of went away. And then the fruit was there, and I kept thinking Merlot, and I was like, but I don't normally get that kind of green pepper, and that seemed really prevalent.
Yeah, people are very, I mean, I think our palates have been kind of used to more of that California style Merlot, which is much more fruit driven.
Yeah.
But I find that the French Merlots I mean, they used to be confused with, or Carmenere in Carmenere, South America used to be confused with Merlot because Carmenere comes from Bordeaux and, you know, and so they thought, oh, that's green, right? Carmenere has a green quality to it.
I'm getting Merlot like a medicinal thing on it now, too.
Menthol,
a little bit. Menthol.
Yep. So, Merlot, definitely, hands down, one of my favorite grape varieties. Yeah. I am resurrecting it.
This is
from the death of Sideways.
I am with you. I have for 10 years, I have focused on two grapes, Cab Franc and Merlot. And when I first started dating Jimmy, he said to me, you know, I don't have much of a palate when it comes to wine. I'm just a mechanic. I don't drink a lot of wine. And I'm thinking, oh, dear God, what is it that he drinks? And he goes, there's only one wine I really like. It's Merlot. And I was like, that's okay, you're fine.
I was like, you know, I am drinking some effing Merlot.
I literally did the same thing last night. I was like, this tastes, it was like reading in my brain, it was reading as a Cabernet Sauvignon. So I was like, left bank. Although one of them was, it was, the second one was a left bank from Graf, but it was 55% Merlot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's not supposed to be. I need the French to French.
Tell us in Decanter about where that retails, this bottle. Retail.
Oh, let me just check.
I mean, I think
that's fantastic.
We're in the 30s for this one.
I was going to say, you're definitely at least in your 30s, higher 30s, because
it's 37.
There you go. I was going to say 37, 38 to 42-ish, because it's so beautifully integrated.
Yeah.
It's just,
you've got a lot of tertiary. I mean, I would still say developing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely still developing. Yeah. It's still young.
It's still young. Yeah, developing. Because you do get
10
some
years
tertiary.
And it's still young, right?
Mm-hmm. 10 years and it's
this
still young.
This is what makes a Saint Emilion for $37 such
a
great buy.
Mm-hmm. That's just an incredible thing. And I'll do my
blick. And it's organic, woman owned.
Oh, we love that.
Woman run.
Nice. Uh-huh. Okay.
A big thing
balance,
for me.
Yes, length. Yes.
As well.
It's got a great length. It's got a nice finish, a long finish.
Very beautiful finish.
Intensity.
I think this was a wonderful one. It brings
I'm
in all
say
the things
outstanding.
We'll talk about. Yeah.
I'm grading it.
Outstanding. Woohoo!
And I'm like, drink now, right.
But that's
but
what
potential
makes,
for aging.
Right, that's what makes this really fun. So you could do, you know, you get two bottles of it at 38, right? Mm-hmm. This is what I said.
Get
two bottles of it, you drink one, mm-hmm. and you hold one for a little while longer.
Yeah.
And then you compare those notes to it. And that would be super fun to, that's super, I mean.
Write your notes
us
down.
Us wine
write
geeks, that's super fun to do.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Thank
cheers.
Great
thank you so much, Michelle. Woo. Oh my God, it was a great little thing.
My pleasure.
That was great.
Woohoo!
Okay. I kind of went to
Merlot
the region.
Merlot is my kryptonite.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get it.
I like how the French are going to French. They're going to defeat
French
you.
French are going to French.